Historical markers of Illyria. Did you know that there are more than 1,700 historical markers in place around the state of Ohio? These special signs identify, commemorate, and honor important people, places, things, or events that have contributed to the rich history of our state. Over the years, 35 markers have been located in Lorain County, with 7 found in Illyria. Let's take a tour around the city to learn more. The first stop on our tour takes us to a marker that commemorates the founding of King Solomon Lodge No. 56 of the Free and Accepted Masons, located at 251 6th Street. Heman Ely established the new town of Illyria in 1817 and donated land for many public buildings. He also held many positions of importance in the new town. In 1819, he received permission to establish a lodge of Freemasons in Illyria. Now called King Solomon Lodge No. 56, it was chartered on December 11, 1821, and Ely was elected as the first worshipful master. Freemasonry, or Masonry, is a fraternal organization that traces its origin to the 14th century. Today, there are 1.1 million members organized in lodges across North America. Ohio, with 450 local lodges, has one of the largest Masonic memberships of any state in the U.S. This historical marker can be found at the intersection of Middle Avenue and 6th Street, across the street from Illyria High School. Our next historical marker is across the street, at the intersection of 5th Street and Middle Avenue. In the early 1900s, when roads were not paved and few households owned automobiles, train travel was popular. The Cleveland Southwestern and Columbus Railway was the second largest interurban in Ohio. On Memorial Day 1907, large crowds were expected in downtown Illyria, and the electric railways ran multiple cars, at times with just a few car lengths in between. The site of this marker is where Interurban Car 123 crashed into the rear of Interurban Car 129. 8 passengers died. Inadequate hospital facilities are believed to have contributed to some of these deaths. Among the fatalities was Homer Allen, son of Illyria businessman Edgar Allen. Edgar Allen was born in Newton, Massachusetts, but moved as a child to Cleveland in 1876. Allen made his fortune by selling telephone poles to American Telephone and Telegraph, AT&T, and supplying railroad ties for the growing railroad industry. Allen moved his wife and 2 sons to Illyria in 1907. As a result of his son's death, Allen raised funds to build the city's first hospital at the corner of East Broad and East River, which opened in 1908. After the accident, Allen dedicated himself to fundraising for better hospital facilities in Illyria. Allen's efforts came to fruition with the opening of the city's first hospital, Illyria Memorial Hospital, at the corner of East Broad and East River in 1908. He spent the remainder of his life working for the betterment of the community. There is an Ohio historical marker commemorating Edgar Allen at the intersection of Cleveland and Ridge Streets, the entrance of Ridgelawn Cemetery, where Allen is buried. While volunteering at Illyria Memorial Hospital, Allen became aware of the need for a facility specializing in children. Gates Hospital for Crippled Children was opened in 1915 and was the first facility of its kind in the nation. Ada Gates, widow of John Monteith's grandson William, agreed to be a major contributor, thus the building was named as a memorial to her husband. Because of the steady influx of charity patients, Daddy Allen, as he came to be called, created partnerships to raise funds for medical care. This led to the creation of the Ohio Society for Crippled Children in 1919, which expanded to become the National Society for Crippled Children and eventually an international society. Allen continued traveling around the country as a spokesperson for the organization. Until 1945, Illyria continued to be the headquarters for the society and for its popular Easter Seals fundraising campaigns. A historical marker commemorating the birthplace of the Easter Seal Society stands in front of Illyria Memorial Hospital near where Gates Hospital once stood at 630 East River Street. Next on the tour of markers in Illyria is a stop at historic Monteith Hall. Reverend John Monteith came to Illyria from Michigan, where he had been president of the University of Michigania from 1817 to 1821. This institution later became the University of Michigan. In Illyria, Monteith was the first superintendent of the new high school. His Illyria home was built in 1835 as a boarding school for girls and a residence for his family. Monteith Hall was a station on the Underground Railroad on the route that extended from Overland. Reverend Monteith, a noted abolitionist, managed the network on the southern shore of Lake Erie and aided fugitive slaves in boarding ships to cross the lake to Canada. A tunnel from the basement of the home to the Black River was used to help slaves escape to the lakeshore. William Gates, Reverend Monteith's grandson, enlarged Monteith Hall in 1897. Since 1958, the Elyria Women's Club has been the owner and caretaker of Monteith Hall. The Elyria Women's Club was organized in 1908 for the purpose of educating women about the importance of women's suffrage. Since then, it has grown into an organization that has as its mission the education of its members and the community on the important civic and social issues of the day. Monteith Hall and this Ohio historical marker is located at 218 East Avenue. Next, we swing by Lorain County Community College on North Abbey Road. LCCC, chartered in 1963, opened its main campus on October 3, 1966. It was the first community college in Ohio with a permanent campus. At the time, three buildings had been completed on the 250-acre site: engineering technologies, physical science, and mechanical services. By the end of fall of 1966 semester, three more buildings opened: College Center, Business, and Physical Education. The college's growth continued throughout the decades, with the number of campus buildings expanding to meet the need for accessible and affordable education in the community, as well as expanding technology and arts and culture programming. Today, LCCC provides the opportunity for students to complete associate degrees, short-term certificates, and workforce training. It is also the first community college in Ohio to offer its own bachelor's degree, as well as providing a chance for students to earn a bachelor's or master's degree from Ohio universities and colleges through the LCCC University Partnership. LCCC has become a cornerstone of the community, contributing to the educational and social and cultural enrichment of generations of Lorain County residents. The historical marker is located at LCCC's Physical and Social Sciences Building at 1005 North Abbey Road. Our final stop in our tour is also Lorain County's newest historical marker. The Elyria Historical Society and the Washington Avenue Christian Church worked together to create and place the marker honoring Ambassador William Graves Sharp. It was dedicated on September 3, 2020. William Graves Sharp was born in Mount Gilead, Ohio in 1859. While a young boy, he moved with his family to Elyria, where he graduated from Elyria High School. In 1881, he graduated from the University of Michigan's Law Department and passed the bar the same year. He returned to Lorain County to set up his law practice and for a time was the county's prosecuting attorney. He also engaged in the manufacture of charcoal, pig iron, and chemicals. Sharp was elected to Congress in 1909. While a congressman, he sponsored a bill in 1912 that led to the establishment of airmail. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson appointed him ambassador to France. While in France, he helped refugees and directed the investigation into the torpedoing of the French steamer Sussex. This led to Germany's Sussex pledge to give warning to passenger and merchant ships before attacking. He served until April 14, 1919, then returned to Elyria. He and his wife Hallie moved to a home at 301 Washington Avenue. Sharp died in Elyria on November 17, 1922, and is buried in the family crypt in Elyria. In 1945, the Elyria Disciples of Christ Church, needing larger facilities and more parking, purchased the 3.5-acre Washington Avenue home that had been owned by Sharp, originally built by George Starr. The original mansion's facade was bricked over to match the newly constructed sanctuary. Shortly after this move, the congregation changed its name to the Washington Avenue Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. Several of the original mansion rooms are still visible and used by the church. You can find this marker at the church at 301 Washington Avenue. As you are out and about, keep an eye out for these historical markers. They are an educational tool that tell about significant local, state, or national history that happened nearby. Ohio's Historical Marker Program is administered by the Ohio History Connection, our state's historical society. Learn more at remarkableohio.org.